Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to be joined, as we are every month, by Aaron Tompkins, Constable with the Smiths Falls Police Service. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us.
Again, as always, thanks for having me, Bob.
It's going to be a busy month. Let's get right to it here. We've got a lot to cover. You wanted to start off with Police Week, which is coming up the 15th.
Yeah, that's right. Runs a week. And the whole premise behind it is just showcasing what we do. There's so many behind the scenes stuff that policing agencies across Canada, for that matter, people don't know about. So again, it's just those small things that we do in our community every day. But we like to just showcase it and show off some of the amazing staff we have here.
Indeed. And it's yet another way to bond with the public, isn't it? To have that outreach.
And that's a huge thing, right? So without the community and vice versa, without policing, we can't work in conjunction with each other. That's the biggest thing. So we're really a team within our community to make it safer and a better place to live, work, and play. So
other than an interview on Lake 88, say, how are you reaching out to the community over the course of this police week?
Yeah, so we have some activities lined up. Some seniors presentations. So again, we do offer those. It's not just during Police Week. As you know, we've done them throughout the year, different organizations. So we have two planned for upcoming this week and next week to assist senior clubs within Smiths Falls. So that's a big one. I'm going to hit the elementary schools just because all the restrictions are lifted. However, we just want to keep it as safe as possible. So we're going to just do small groups, one school at a time. They can meet a police officer or officers. So I'm going to try and get some of my coworkers out. And with that, just they can ask some questions. They can check out a cruiser. And it's always fun. They always have a blast.
Yeah, you must be happy to be able to get back into the schools and that.
Yeah, so 2 years, really virtual meetings. They're great and all. However, that in person you can't beat. So
yeah, excellent. Okay, so Police Week, very much looking forward to that. As you've just mentioned, certainly sounds like there's a lot to do. Also, you know, say hi to police officers. You guys love that when people just wave or whatever as they're driving by, and that's just another way to connect. And it's also a great time when we can say thank you to police officers for the work that they're doing. You guys are on the front line.
Yeah, and that's our primary role. And through the pandemic, it was tough on everybody, but not targeting us or singling us out compared to other agencies. But I mean, we're still having to respond as we always did with some safety protocols as best as we could to keep us and the people that we're interacting with safe. So, and bang on the head on the nail, you hit it hard. So we're going to be out in the parks. You're going to see us downtown. We're going to be out in the bicycles. We got some beautiful weather coming up this week, so look out for us. Tourist is season is always a fun time, so we'll go hang out in the parks. And famous question is where does the fall in Smiths Falls? So we always have some clever answers for that one.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Well, we look forward to it. And another thing that we're looking forward to is Road Safety Week, because that means that we are getting very, very close to the long weekend in May, the unofficial kickoff to the summer.
Exactly. So nothing new. Again, it's just we focus all year on this. It's the big four that are the most dangerous and cause the most accidents, fatalities, injuries on the roadways. So that's you wearing your seatbelts properly. Month of April, we had officers deployed. We were doing seatbelt blitzes just to make sure people were actually wearing them and wearing them properly, because that's just as important. Cell phones or distracted driving. That's probably the leader right now still, closely met by speeding, on the roadways. Again, we hear of them every summer, more so because there's more vehicle traffic, more people on the roadways. So just, slow down. There's no need to be in such a hurry. Again, our officers are deployed. We're doing traffic enforcement / education, all the time. And the last one is that impaired driving by either drug or alcohol or a combination of both. So again, we have officers that are trained, they're experts to recognize somebody that may be impaired by drugs. And then we have all of our frontline staff trained on the alcohol. So
do you get surprised ever when we hit these long weekends, just to see, you know, that this is still happening, because it's been out there for so long. And obviously with the legalization of cannabis as well, word has been getting out about don't drive high and all that, but yet it still happens year after year.
Yeah. And it's very frustrating, not going to lie, because we do so much public education and enforcement and that education piece. If we do stop somebody, we do ride programs throughout the year. So again, is it ever going to go away fully? No, but if we can reduce the numbers year by year or month by month, that's really our goal, and to make it as safe as possible on our roadways. So
it was certainly around one of these times when you said to me, and I remember this, is that there are people who think they might be okay to drive. And if you even begin to ask yourself that question, you're not okay to drive.
Yeah, and that's the best way to look at it. If you're ever second guessing, am I okay? I would just say no, right? Find another way home, make alternate transportation. I have no problem if, like my kids, that's always the rule with them. If you need a ride home, it doesn't matter what time. So make those pre-safety arrangements, or have that designated driver. Because that's the last thing we need is any major accidents or fatalities.
And I think you really bring up a good point with the kids there, letting them know that, you know, they're not going to be in trouble, that if you need it, you give me a call. We don't want you to drive, and we don't want you to get into a car with somebody who's driving either. It's about that too. So just having those conversations with the kids beforehand, the teenagers, letting them know that, you know, you're not going to be in trouble. Those are so valuable, so important to have, and they can save lives.
Yeah. So just having those conversations with your family members, your kids, and then for us out in the public and through the media outlets, just to get that messaging still across. Like, it's not okay to drink and drive. It's not okay to do this. We want to be safe. I don't want to be driving on the roads on my way home or with my family with impaired driver coming at me or behind me. Just not a comfortable feeling, right? So
yeah.
I want to get from A to B safe as possible. So if we can hammer that messaging, just maybe it'll stop one less person from doing it.
And when you say safely as possible, of course, we're talking a little bit about the long weekend here, and we have to keep safety in mind. There's three different areas that we want to talk about here. ATV safety, trail safety, and of course, boat safety. Let's start with the ATVs. Like, you know, it's the time of season, rather, where people are breaking them out and they're pretty darned excited, but you gotta sort of temper that excitement with safety concerns and with, you know, just precautions.
Yeah. So like we spoke about before the interview, we do have some trails that connect on both sides of our town. Towns just passed some bylaws. So anybody can go on the town of Smiths Falls website and you can find out where those prohibited streets, we'll call them. It's going to be your high traffic areas, like near the hospital, Elmsley Street, but most of the side streets are in play as far as getting from residents or from trail to trail, if you would. With some exceptions, Lombard Street, you can access the gas station there. I think it's Drummond's and Canadian Tire or something like that. But just go on the website. But what we ask is you have all the proper stuff, just like anything else. You have to have your insured, if you're on the roadways or trails for that matter. Valid trail permit and helmet, all that wonderful stuff. You have to make sure that your machine is up to date and it's a safe ATV to ride. And then another big thing is there are some share trails. So the OVRT that runs just outside of Smiths Falls and it goes way up to like past Petawawa. So that's a shared use trail. So there's horses, there's a lot of people walking. So you have to slow down if you're approaching or going around someone. Posted speed limits, you got to abide by those. OPP do a lot of enforcement education on the OVRT just because it is so heavily used. So that's what we're looking to get out of the ATV portion, is just to get that education across. Know where you can go, where you can't go. Know the speed limits. So it's generally 20 under the posted speed limit. So it'd be 30 kilometers an hour anywhere in town unless it drops to a 40. And then on the highways, there's different rules about having to drive on the shoulder. And I think it goes up to a 50 kilometer an hour max.
Okay. Yeah, lots to keep in mind, eh? And it's really important that you go and you refresh your memory on all this, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
definitely. It's a fun sport, but people are excited, like you say, to get them out. But just like anything, gotta be safe.
Let's talk about more fun. Let's talk about boating, because here we go. People will be putting their boats in the water very, very soon. And of course, that's another area where you need to really refresh your memory, make sure that you're really up on all the rules and regulations and the best way to keep safe.
Yeah. So before you go out, just make sure everything's functioning. Again, make your vehicle safe or your vessel. And you have that proper safety equipment. So there are requirements for any vessel, even a kayak, canoe. A lot of people don't know about that. So you have to have your bailing kit, your rope that you can throw out, some form of personal flotation device. And again, all those same rules apply to drinking or using drugs while operating a vessel.
Okay. Now, wanted to talk about a couple of special things that are coming up, something that you look forward to every single year. We know that this is near and dear to your heart. This is the Special Olympics and your involvement. Talk to us. You just had an incredible barbecue that took place, and I've seen some incredible pictures that Kathy Botham took and shared, and they were just looked awesome. Looks like a great time was had by all.
Yeah, exactly. So always love having Kathy out. She takes much better photographs than I do. So. And she's always seems to be available. So a great partnership there, as you know. But yeah, so we hosted a Special Olympics appreciation barbecue. We would traditionally do it in the fall, but we felt that we should push it up because the Christmas party got canceled the day before their Christmas party in December because of COVID restrictions. So we said, you know what, you guys are one of the first things that we're doing for our community outreach and fun times. So had a blast. We had well over 50 athletes plus supporters, family out. Plus we had probably 15 of our members attend as well. So 65 people. Victim Services lent us a nice big barbecue for the day. So thank you to them. And just a good, good day. The weather held out. Rained in the morning and then cleared up by the afternoon. So again, and thanks, need to shout out to our town staff providing a whole bunch of picnic tables for us to sit on. So
awesome. That is fantastic. And it dovetails nicely into a great event that takes place next month. We're going to be talking about it more as it comes closer, but every year is this incredible torch run that takes place.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing that again in person, first time in seems forever, but since 2019 was our last time we were able to go out in the public. So we'll be doing the tolling. This Saturday, we're going to be doing the torch run, some activities down at Canadian Tire during or after the torch run. And then the following week is the golf tournament fundraising, and that's their primary fundraising event, which sends the athletes to different sporting activities. Bocce ball, swimming, you name it, sends games, some fun activities that way, and pays for them to get A to B, because as we know, it's a big expense for that. So
absolutely. And we wish you nothing but the best of luck with that. And we will be speaking with you as we get closer to that. As we mentioned, boy, busy times. We're getting into the summer, and we didn't even talk about Froster tickets yet. I guess we can get into those a little bit late. Is that going to happen again this year? You're going to be giving kids free Frosters?
Yeah, we're hoping so. So we're going to reach out to the Circle K. And again, they know when they're out there, because yeah. You stop one kid on a bike, and then all of a sudden the next time there's 20 of them, like they tell all their friends and come on over, they got the coupons. And
that's great. Like
that. So again, and we also reward not just bikes. So we any child that we see out in the community that's doing a good deed, or stop and talk to them and say, hey, what are you up to? Oh, yeah, I was just helping my grandma out here. And well, here you go. Here's a nice little reward.
There you go.
for being doing something nice.
Awesome. Well, again, Aaron, we always appreciate your visits, and we look forward to them every month. And next month, we'll be talking more in depth about the Special Olympics torch run that's taking place, and a lot more summer activities. My goodness, I can't believe it's already here. Happy it is. But anyway, Aaron, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
Always a blast to be here. And like you said, a lot of summer events coming up, and very happy to be here and get out in that community. And just like you said, everybody say hi, especially during Police Week, and we'll go from there.
Perfect. All right. Our guest today on In Focus, Aaron Tompkins with the Smiths Falls Police Service, a constable who joins us every month. Aaron, once again, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.